Shalom from Shalvin for Women. This is Rabbi Gershon Turetsky with this week's Sem Torah. Parshat Matot begins with a discussion of the laws of the Nedarim. Moshe first teaches these laws to the heads of the tribes, then teaches them to the Bnei Israel. Rashi, in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Bet, comments that Moshe first taught the heads of the tribes in order to bestow upon them honor. Rashi continues to explain that this was not the only time when the heads of the tribes were taught before Bnei Israel, but this is specifically mentioned here within the laws of Nevdarim because the heads of the tribes are all wise and righteous men, experts in halacha, and an expert plays a significant role in the laws of Nevdarim since only an expert has the ability to annul a neder. The Avnei Nezer interestingly points out that when taking a vow, there's no need for an expert's approval. Only when annulling a vow is an expert, a chacham, required. Why? In order to answer this question, we need to first understand a little bit more about Nedarim. The concept of a neder teaches us that a person, through his speech, can take something that is ordinary and make it holy. If a person makes a neder to give property to the Beit HaMikdash, the property immediately becomes holy. The person making the neder has the power of consecration. This ability to consecrate stems from the inherent holiness of Bnei Israel. All of us are innately kadosh. Kedusha requires separation, havdalah. Shem Yishmuel explains that in general, in order for a person to be Mekadesh, he must himself be separate from the pulls of the physical world. A person who is not separated, a person who is steeped in physicality, loses his ability to sanctify. We find, however, that there is no such prerequisite for making Nedarim. Anyone can make a Nedarim, regardless of how Kadosh they are. How can this be? How can the average person make something holy? When a person makes a neder, he's essentially separating himself from a piece of his physical world, whether it be something that he is donating to tzedakah or a vow, abstaining from an activity. For that moment, he is separating himself and becoming kadosh. This separation empowers him with the ability to sanctify through speech. When we commit ourselves to do something positive or commit ourselves to abstain from something negative, we become holier. It's only when we want to annul our nedarim, when we regret the commitments that we made, that we need a true, righteous, and wise person to step in. Because at that point, we are no longer separate, no longer kadosh enough to participate in the nedarim process. This is why, before making a neder, one needs to examine himself very carefully to make sure that he is ready for the task. While making formal nedarim is certainly discouraged, may Hashem bless us all with the ability and the opportunity to sanctify ourselves and the world through our positive commitments. And may we have the clarity of mind necessary to understand what commitments are and how important they could be for each and every one of us, each on our own levels. Shabbat Shalom.